Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley,
And
and
this
this.
is Amy and Haley, Unhinged.
Welcome. Happy Tuesday.
Well, Haley, can you believe it? It's been
3 months.
3 months.
Can you?
I obviously couldn't because I couldn't even think about how long it's been since we started.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already April.
Yeah, time just flies.
I feel like the year just started. We just were recording our New Year's resolutions.
Yes, I also feel like we just started this podcast, but also we've been doing it for a long time. Like we
Yeah.
have like a flow, you know?
Do we?
We try our best.
I do feel like the podcast is just like an extension of our friendship, you know? So when I think about when we would meet and we would talk about things, we basically just talk about the same stuff.
So I guess the name, the Amy and Haley podcast, really fits because if it was anything else, you know, then it really wouldn't be us. It truly is Amy and Haley. That's it. It's just us.
Yeah.
Uncensored.
Well, I do cut things out.
Haley, don't say that.
Okay, I'll cut it
They So has this been the journey that you imagined, at least so far, 3 months in, do you think like when you've been thinking about like, oh, starting a podcast and then we finally did it, it's nothing, it's the same because it is an extension of our friendship. Nothing's
Well,
different.
I do think it's kind of cool to have like a hobby. Although I'm not gonna lie, I don't really tell anyone about the hobby, and more like everyone finds out because they either see our Instagram or because my dad is telling people about it. Do you tell people about our podcast?
Okay, so the thing is that I'm like really awkward, just like in general in social settings. And so whenever there's like a lull and my brain's like scrambling, oh, what do I say? I don't know how to continue the conversation. I just say, did you know, fun fact, I started a podcast this year.
Wow, wait, what are people's reactions like?
They're like, wow, what do you talk about? And I'm
What do
like,
you.
you know, just like books and life.
And are they like, wow, that's really cool?
Yeah.
Re Wow.
Yeah. And they always ask, like, oh, what's the name of your podcast? Well, sometimes it doesn't go very far because that's all I say. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's it. I need to work on my conversational skills. But, you know,
No, me
at least
too.
they know.
Yeah, no, that's better than me.
Because you don't bring it up.
Yeah, well, it's funny because one of the questions I hate the most when you are like meeting someone new that they're like, "Oh, what do you like to do for fun?" I hate that question so much. Because I don't have an answer.
Really?
It's just like I don't really know what to say because people, I feel like everyone likes the same stuff for the most part. For me, like the first thing that comes to mind is like, I want to say, like, oh, I like to hike because that's like an outdoorsy thing. But it's like, I don't go out of my way to like go hiking. Like, it feels like a lie sometimes when I say that because I'm like, oh, like I like to hike. I do. It's more like but it's like a rare occurrence that I like do it. But if I'm thinking of like, oh, what's something to do for fun? Oh, you could go hiking. But sometimes I feel like a fraud and I don't want them to ask me like, "Oh, what's your
Where do
like
you
favorite
hike?
trails?"
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, 'cause I don't know. But it's like the same thing if I say like, "Oh, I like to read," then it like opens it that they're like, "Oh, what do you like to read?" And I'm like, "Well, that's none of your business,
Oh my
really."
gosh.
So, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of closed off with telling people about me. I'm like, they don't need to know these details. So that's why I don't like that question.
That's funny because for me, it's like give them everything and anything to continue the conversation as long as possible. Not that like I want people to be stuck in a conversation with me, but it's like I need to try to be able to have the conversation last for very long. I do think that I tend to be short in my answers. Or maybe not asking enough questions about people because I don't know what kind of questions I should ask in the moment.
That's fair.
So that's interesting that both you and me a little bit different in that sense.
Yeah, I think I'm more of a, I give short answers, but then I like ask them questions for hopefully that they sort of fill the void. And the best is when you have someone who like does that, that you like ask them a question and they're just like answering and you're like, great, this is ideal. I don't really have to say anything. It's rough when they're also short and they give short answers and you're just like, well, I gotta go now.
Yeah, we both shouldn't be having a conversation together.
No. Why do we have this podcast?
The thing is that in over winter, I was gonna say winter break, but we're not students anymore. So during the holidays, there's always like these Christmas parties, and they often have us go out to like a restaurant to eat. And so I've realized that choosing your spot is very important in sitting at like a long table full of people. You gotta sit next to an extrovert person who's a talker. At least for me, that's what I've learned, because then you can trust that they will carry that conversation so well. You just sit there, you nod, you listen, and that's what I do best.
Literally, seating is key. Yes, I have learned that very early on, even with like family events, you know. But it is like nerve-wracking when you go to like a company party and you don't know most of the people, so you don't know what they're gonna be like. You have to sort of pick up the vibe that they have.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough world for us awkward, introverted individuals.
So much thinking goes into things.
But there are introverts who are really good at speaking with others. So I think it's just social anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
So got introvert on top of social anxiety.
Well, I feel like most, I mean, I don't want to generalize necessarily, but I feel like in like that is a characteristic of like introverts, which is like why they're introverted is because they have social anxiety, you know? I mean, I don't know. Do you know what I mean though?
I do. Yeah, I was on introvert TikTok.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. And that's how I saw someone explaining how they enjoy going out and talking to people. They just run out of energy faster. So they're explaining there's a difference between having social anxiety and being an introvert. I don't know the qualifications or what this like TikTok person knows, but she could just be making it up, and I believed her, and I said, "Yeah, sounds right."
Interesting. So for them, the introverted versus extroverted thing is more like a social battery thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you thinking about it?
Yeah. Because I'm really thinking about it. I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
So when you think back on these past 3 months, do you feel accomplished?
I do. I think we've committed to something and we've been able to follow through and execute. They say that if you have you've done something for over 30 days, it's a habit. We're less likely to quit now because we're in so deep.
I don't believe that though. Because I've seen the same thing and I'm like, oh, okay, but I can think of a few things that I did for like 30 days and then I was like, it did not become a habit. And I thought this would be easier. It was not easier.
So this is different. It's similar to when you go to the gym with a buddy and you're less likely to quit because you feel the pressure of doing it because your buddy's with you.
That's true, but I think it's more that is motivating me of like being with you versus it being over 30 days. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's true. Do you have like a favorite episode that we've done so far?
Ooh, you know, whenever I think back at our episodes, I think about how, because I'm usually doing something while I'm listening to them, so I would be exercising or driving. So a memory that comes to mind was when I was listening to our Evelyn Hugo episode, and I was doing weights, actually, doing the dumbbells. And so we were talking about our fate, our least favorite husband. Just thinking about it makes me laugh. And so I don't know if you remember, but we were saying how we were choosing some other guy over an obviously bad guy. But if he was real, we would choose him. But since he's not real, we gotta choose someone else as our least favorite husband. And every single time we were explaining why the other guy was our least favorite husband, we would put like a mini disclaimer, kind of like, of course, but not if this is real. And then we would say something, oh, but if it was real, obviously this guy. And I had to put down my weights because I was laughing so hard. I couldn't continue my workout. I couldn't continue listening to podcasts. I was just laughing so hard. So that one's my favorite. But I think Amazing Race is a close second. I think we were really serious in talking about the episode. We had so much to say.
Yeah, when I think back on that episode, because I got feedback from one of our friends that they don't know what the Amazing Race is, and I kind of wish that we had explained it in the beginning, because I guess I just assumed obviously everyone knows about the
That's surprising. I thought we did explain it. What was your favorite episode that we did?
Well, the one that comes to mind, Verity, was actually, and it was like one that we recorded kind of a while ago. Listening back to it was pretty funny because I forgot like what we talked about and what the book was about. And so it really got me in my feelings again.
About the book?
Yeah. And low key, I might rate it a 5 because when I was listening to our review, I was like, maybe I should read it again. And so when I was sitting there I was thinking about it, that I was like, maybe, because we talked a lot about what we wanted to rate it and how, like, why you were rating it a 5 and why I didn't rate it a 5. And then I was sitting there thinking, maybe I'll rate it a 5 because it might be worth a reread. But also we were talking about like the knife scene with the kid, and that went on for a very long time. I was like, I don't know why I was so stuck on that scene. It just,
It's traumatizing.
yeah, it made me laugh, so that was good.
When I was listening back to things we never got over, I was thinking, why didn't I rate it a 2? Because I obviously did not like it very much. And even now I'm reading these other books and I feel like they are a 3. But then I think about I gave Things We Never Got Over a 3, which doesn't make sense. So yeah, I can relate in the opposite sense.
So you have those, rethinks of when you rate your books. It really depends on your mood, what you've just read.
It does. I sent you that TikTok, remember, with the girl stating that, oh, if something is a 1, that is a DNF. Do not finish. I was going to say, did not read. That doesn't make sense. And then she was like explaining why each level should be a certain way. But in reality, when you read a book, you kind of just feel what it should be. Sometimes it's not as objective as you want it to be.
And that's why it's so hard, because especially with threes, there are like, you might have read a book and been like, oh, that's a 3, and then read a different book, but obviously you feel differently, but you rate them both 3s, but then you're like, oh, one was sort of better, but it's like you have different reasons for rating it that. So that's why you rated Things We Never Got Over 3. There were like other factors that came into play besides the usual suspects.
Yes. Do you have a favorite book that we've reviewed so far together? Is it Verity?
In terms of like my favorite book that we've read or the favorite episode that we've done on it.
On a book.
Yeah.
Is it both Verity?
No, you think Verity was my favorite book that we've read? Amy, please.
It elicited a lot of emotion.
But so did Things We Never Got Over. Now that I'm looking at it, we haven't done that many.
Yes, it's because we've been reading so many to be able to record, so it seems like we've read a lot. I'm already way past like our book list.
I know it's funny because you are much further than I am. I'm pretty much caught up. I still have to get through the one that's after this episode.
I thought you were going to.
No, I'm going to finish it or wait and see if I actually do.
Yes, audience, stay tuned. Will Haley finish the book? Will she not? Tune in at next week to find out.
Luckily, I've read three books so far that were pretty good.
Non-book review books?
Yeah, but I
Ooh,
was, you know, because I was t
recommendations! Woo! Tell me.
No.
Aw, that's sad. If anyone's listened to other episodes, I mentioned this book, The Fine Print, that I wanted to read. And so I did end up reading it. And Haley said she didn't finish the book.
Wait, that's the first one?
Yeah, did you
No,
not
I
read it?
finished it.
Oh,
I didn't finish the second one.
I was going to say the second one's rated much higher than this one on Goodreads. I was looking forward to reading the second one, actually.
Oh, did you like the first one?
I gave it 3 stars. I thought it was okay.
What? No, yeah, it was just like okay though.
Yeah, it didn't do anything for me. It didn't give me like sparks.
No,
But
yeah, it was okay, but here's the thing. I like that one more than the second one.
Well, I will. It's on hold at the library.
That's
So.
exciting though. I gave it 3 stars too.
Oh, high five.
It was just like okay.
Yeah, it really was. I didn't see anything special about it. Sorry to all those TikTok fans who have been raving about it, and I've been seeing it everywhere.
Yeah, but you know, it was like the second one is you know, what's the trope called when it's like
Oh,
an arranged
fake marriage.
fake relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought it would be much better, but I think I've read too many ones like that that are like really good that trying to get through that one, I was like, it has no like spark.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like the first one, it had the aspect of her being a like designer for theme parks, I thought was really interesting. Like, I like that. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did like that. I liked her.
Did you like him?
He was okay. He wasn't anything special, just the normal, like, grumpy character. I was surprised that he kissed. Oh, I'm gonna give spoilers if anyone's listening who wants to read The Fine Print by Lauren Asher. I'm gonna talk about it now. And
This
so
episode is turning into a book review.
we're just going with it. And so I was surprised he kissed her so early in the book.
That's
I
true.
thought they were going to build more tension,
Was the
make
tension
us
not
wait for it.
already high?
That's the problem. They didn't build it. They just jumped right into it and there was tension. Is this normal?
Because the tension was more like after they kissed. No, that was a question.
Yeah, I guess, but I was too distraught that the kiss already happened.
Why were you distraught, though?
Because I wanted more pre-kiss tension. They only had 3 meetings. One, when she first met him. Two, when he called her into his office. And three, oh wait, actually made 4. 4 meetings. And I thought that was fast because that's only page 60 and they had 4 meetings. Because he kissed her after the presentation.
I guess it
Anyways,
wasn't
you haven't read
memorable
it in
for
a long
me.
time. Yeah, seems
Yeah.
three
But I
stars.
remember I
Recommend.
liked their meeting scene.
Oh yeah,
That
that
was
was nice.
I was like, that was really good. I
Yeah.
remember that.
Good hook. You kept reading.
Yeah. I think it does hook you in at the beginning, and then as you continue to read it, you're just like, okay. And maybe you're right, and maybe that's exactly why, it's because the kiss happens too early that you're not as invested.
I also wanted to ask you, because of your experience with reading such a wide range of romance books, is it often that the two love interests break up three times in the book?
No, three
I,
times.
yeah, one was when. Okay, well, I don't remember the chronological order, but one of them was when she thought that he chose her because she was part of the board. And then the second one was when something about she told him she loved him and he said no. They were in a vacation and she said, I love you. And he's like, no, this is not what I want.
This book seems really long.
It's like almost 450.
Wow.
Pages. Yeah. And then the third one, which I guess is the first one, first breakup, when she's mad at him for, I don't remember, stalking her. I don't know. But I was upset that there were so many breakups and then like the groveling and then coming back and then forgiving. And it just got old for
Oh,
me. It
yeah.
was too much in one book.
Yeah. But some people really like that. So maybe that's what people liked.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, I can barely get through one breakup. So the multiple breakups, I think, is not for me.
Anyways, yes, so I will read the second book and perhaps I will bring it up in randomly in a future podcast.
Okay.
So only the real ones will know and remember. That's right, I'm talking to you, listener.
Well, it's good to know that we rated it the
Yeah, that's why we have podcasts together and we discuss books.
because we are the same.
We are the same.
So now that we've spoken about the last 3 months in regards to the podcast, how have your personal life been 3 months?
It's actually been a lot busier than a lot of my January, February, and Marches. Just because I've been doing a lot of traveling and doing things that I normally wouldn't do so early in the year. Yes, fully booked season. I think in February, I went on a business trip. And then most recently, I went to Oregon and San Francisco in March. So very awesome. I miss traveling. It's been a while since I traveled a lot like this.
That's good then that you're able to get it in.
Yeah. And we haven't had gotten a chance, you know, these past few years. COVID.
Yeah, things are looking bright.
Yeah, I think like when things are busy or you have a lot of events that you're looking forward to, it makes it kind of fun. Spice up your life instead of just work and then nothing. Work and podcast though. That's really exciting too, actually. So I do think because of the podcast, I feel like my life is more full and more complete.
Aw, that's so nice. Each week, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask if you felt the same way.
Yeah, I do. I like, especially when we first started, I was like, oh, this is like a fun little hobby to do. And now each week the episode surprises me. I'm like, oh, another week has passed. And I feel like the time is moving so quickly, but it helps me like log, you know, each sort of week that happens, because otherwise, if you don't have something that's like a weekly thing, it all just blends together. But now I have like a marker, if that makes sense. Amy's looking at
Like
me
that.
like I'm crazy.
That's very interesting. But it's still fun for you. Are you still enjoying the podcast? You did just
Yes.
say in the beginning it was a fun little thing. What
Like,
about now?
no, because in the beginning it was just an idea, and now it's an actual being that I can hold in my hand. Yep.
Yeah, going back to what you said earlier about having hobbies, I did not have any hobbies for the past 3 years after college, basically. Did I even have hobbies during college? I don't remember. But I think that when I started reading again, and then now this, I think my requirement for hobbies is the checklist is done. I got my podcast, I got my books,
You're good to go.
I got my conversation starters.
You have
It's
your
come full
list.
circle.
I feel like it's hard when you're a kid, and maybe it's because you have so much schoolwork, like you don't have time to do hobbies and stuff like that. And so it's crazy becoming an adult and then realizing that you literally have all this time for things, and you're just like, oh, I didn't realize there was so much time. Personally, I feel that way.
So, how have your past 3 months been?
Good. My family, we took a family photo. We took a little trip to Ventura. We went to a concert. It's
We
like,
went to a concert. Oh my gosh. Okay, everyone, we went to a concert. I totally forgot.
I know, I was like, when are we going to bring that up? Because you never brought it up. And that was the whole point of this whole episode.
That's right, it was, but I forgot. It was the beginning of the year. It was in January. That's a long
Yeah,
time
but it
ago.
was like the end of January.
Nope, in my head, January is compartmentalized to the first month. Everything that happens within that month is far away.
It means like I had a good past 3 months. It was traveling, nothing else. I did nothing else.
Totally forgot.
It was a good concert. We had a good time.
We did. It was our first concert together. It's a year of many firsts for both of us.
Yes,
Yes.
this will be a momentous year in our friendship, either the beginning of something new or the end of something
And
old.
could be both. The end of something old, so it's the beginning of something new.
Yes, that's a good, wonderful way of thinking about it.
We also went to a hockey game together. Do you have a good time?
I had a great time. Amy, why do you do this?
Is funny.
So fun. Did you enjoy the second hockey game that you've ever been to?
Yes, because if you listened to our podcast, This or That, we discuss hockey, and I shared about how I enjoyed watching players randomly run on to I was gonna say onto the court. It's not a court, it's a rink. Is that how you say it? A rink? A
Yeah.
ring?
No.
Rink.
Yeah.
You say the word?
Rink.
Yeah. When it comes out of my mouth, it's not normal. Rink.
It's not a word that you say every day, I got
Not in my
it.
vocabulary. I only know court, three-pointer, foul.
Well, it's the same. Normally they just say like coming off the bench, you know? That's something they say in basketball too, right? Even though technically it's not a bench in basketball, it's just a bunch of chairs. Okay, here's my thing about that. It seems weird to sit courtside at a basketball game.
Yeah, is it because you can't see every angle?
No, is that they're like right there. That terrifies me. You know when you see the videos of like basketball players who like the ball goes out and they're trying to like keep it in bounds and then they like land on people? That seems terrifying, but I guess you're like, "Whoa," and you're like really excited.
Yeah, you get to touch them.
Yeah, would you want
Yeah.
courtside tickets?
I wouldn't just because of what I explained just now. I think it's a bad angle. You have to turn your head a lot to see everything. I would get perhaps 4 rows behind courtside. It gives you a little elevation and you can see much better. Oh my gosh, I went to a basketball game in January. Yes. Thank you for triggering my memory.
You're welcome. It's funny because you were suggesting, like, oh, I can help you remember as you have forgotten things that you did in January. January did not exist to Amy.
Yeah, it's basically just March. How
Yeah,
has your past month been?
and you had a really great time.
I did. Yes, it was the first time I purchased my own seats. I went with my brother for his birthday, so it was a Christmas gift given for birthday, which, because it was close to his birthday. Anyways.
So where did you guys sit?
We sat. Maybe maybe 25 rows back.
Those are good seats.
They were the best seats I've ever gotten. And I already thought it was really close because looking on TV, everything looks much bigger. When I was there, the court looked small.
I agree. I did. I guess I should have known because obviously you see basketball courts everywhere, but I was like, this is way smaller than I thought it was gonna
Right?
be. Yeah.
But it was a bit surreal to see the basketball players because you've seen them on TV your whole life, at least for me. And so seeing them in 4D is a little different. It doesn't seem real. I did not register in my brain that they were real human beings. So it was really fun. I enjoyed it. Oh, and then going back, I enjoyed a hockey game. I thought it was great. I loved watching the players run off the bench, skate off the bench, and skate back onto the bench.
You got the lingo. You're good to go. I'm glad you had a great time.
Did we do anything else these past 3 months together other than the podcast? Everything
No.
just blurs.
Yeah, honestly, January feels like such a long time ago. Even February does.
Something fun that we're doing this month is going to a book festival, so that's super exciting. Woo! Are you excited?
Yeah.
I've never been to a book festival,
Me neither.
so this will be a very special thing for both of us.
Yes, and you're bringing your book to get signed.
I am. So I will bring a book bag too. Maybe we can get some books. We can just go crazy.
Do you think they have them discounted or do you think they're at full price?
There's only one way to find out. We have to go there mentally prepared for them to be overpriced, underpriced, exactly at price.
I'm gonna have to see all the authors who's there. Do you ever like, you know, because imagine we see someone like,
Famous?
no, I was gonna say like Lucy Score. You know,
Okay.
you're like, hey. I don't know. I think it would be I think it'll be exciting to also see like not only the authors but also the other people who are there because they're probably going to be wearing like book merch too,
Yeah.
so that'll be cool.
And maybe they'll sell book merch.
Yeah, it
I'm
should be
all about
interesting.
the book merch.
Yeah, because I'm very interested because obviously it's free. Like, do they get their money from like sponsors? Or is it like a marketing thing, obviously, where you are like, as an author, you're like, yeah, I'm like, I have all my books and my fans are gonna come. So, like, you don't need sponsors.
They have sponsors as well as people who have to buy booth space. So a lot of local bookstores in the area, they buy the booth space. And so the festival gets money through that. And I do know that there are different packages. So even though the general expo is free, you have to pay to hear maybe a speaker in certain sections of the festival.
Oh, do you have to pay to meet the authors?
I don't think so. I didn't see anything like that. I only saw speakers and having to pay for them. But I
Oh, okay.
think for authors, they have set up their own booths, like or sections. I'm not sure.
Okay.
They haven't updated their website with any information about it. I'm pretty sure they're still planning it. Even though it's coming up this month.
Yes, I'm very excited for that. And also, we're gonna watch what One True Loves that comes out in April too, right? We have much to do this month.
Yes, this will be our month. But also, since we will probably be doing another recap of the next 3 months, April will be at the beginning of that. So we should take some notes or else we'll forget.
Yeah. One of us will forget.
Or both of us.
This has been rough, Amy.
Well, how would you summarize your 3 months in one word?
Cold.
Oh, yeah, it has been cold.
It's been so cold.
I feel like this is the most winter-like winter that we've had.
Yes. And because coming from two Californians where we don't really get snow. Although we got snow
We
like one
did.
day, that was crazy. That's how cold it's been. It's been really cold.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Okay.
It was when it snowed, and I'm using air quotes because I saw it from the window of my building, and there were people in my office that were saying that it actually wasn't snow. It's considered hail because snow is snow when it freezes on its way to the ground, but hail has already frozen in the sky and it's coming down.
Oh, interesting.
But to me, it was snow.
Yeah, I'm sad because I didn't see it.
Well, that's all right. Just imagine that you were are an East Coast person and you see snow all the time. It's really nothing. Just go to the mountains. You'll see snow. It wasn't special, but it was kind of cool. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. Okay, well, something I did want to ask you is what books have you been reading, but you didn't want to tell me. But I genuinely want to know what books you've been reading that are not book review books. Also, on Goodreads, it says that you're reading certain books, and I'm really surprised because it doesn't look like the kind of books you would read.
That's because our like my dad's Kindle account, we both use it and it's linked to my Goodreads. And so that butthole, I tell him to stop because okay, when I read on my Kindle and then when I finish the book and it says like, "Oh, do you want to rate it?" I say no because I rate it later.
Yeah.
Although I should just like rate it then. But anyways, I'm like, they don't need to know. And then so I don't rate it, but my dad, once he finishes reading a book, he'll just rate it and then like it shows up on my Goodreads. And then also like the currently reading is like all these books that he's just like, I'm like, Dad, get off my Goodreads. And he'll go, it's my Goodreads. And I'm like, really? Have you ever logged into Goodreads in your life? Do you even know what that is? He's like, no. So that's why.
That explains so much because you know how we get those emails of our friends on Goodreads?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Haley just rated this book 4 stars. And I look, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Maybe I will want to read it. And I'm like, the Sandman, the Cold Hands of Death, Independent Living, Earth Sent Universe.
Well, you know, if my dad liked it, maybe it's a good read. Maybe it's still good.
I've been so confused, but I'm glad we brought it up. Now I know not to be confused by what it says you're reading.
Yeah, there you go. That's the answer to that question. It's funny because I haven't actually logged a book in 2023.
How are you not obsessed with the instant gratification of getting a book checked off on Goodreads? I can't. Oh,
This
you
is
mark
my,
them on your notes,
yeah,
but
and
you don't get the cute little green check mark. Rue red,
I
you know?
know it started off small of like, oh, I'm just gonna write it down once I finish it so that I can delete it off my Kindle or something, or I can like close the book on my phone, you know, is how it started. Like, so before, because I mainly use Goodreads on my computer to rate books. I should just do it on my phone. I don't know why. That doesn't make any sense. But anyways, I rate the books on my computer, and so when I read on my phone and I finish it, I was like, "Oh, I'll write it down." And then it sort of spiraled of just I s just never got on my computer and posted it on Goodreads. And then now it's like, "Okay, well now I just, you know, add it to my list." And so then I think, oh, it's going to be a nightmare when I want to add all these books to my Goodreads.
Yeah, it's not gonna be fun anymore.
Yeah, so that's a later problem.
Yeah, I really like looking at my bar for my 2023 reading challenge. It's fun for me. So immediately after I finish a book, I close it, bam, open Goodreads, bam, rate,
Wow.
bam.
You're so good.
I just like the satisfaction of looking at my progress.
Do you do it on your phone or on your computer?
Yeah, my
Okay.
phone.
Do you do anything on your computer?
I use the Goodreads on the computer when I'm looking up books that I need to put on hold at the library.
That
So
makes
it's
sense.
easier. So I have all three different libraries that I go to, tabs open and the Goodreads tab, and I check.
Wow, that's very
Yeah.
efficient. Do you, how many books on hold do you have? Do you know?
I recently actually, you know, I thought about something. So I have a goal that I want to clear my to reads list.
Ooh.
Right. And it's fine if I keep adding to it, but I do want to try to see if I can clear it. And so a lot of them in the month of January, actually, a lot of my books have been ready to go for me to pick up. And so I have to put on hold a few more books. So right now I have the, I believe, The Rule of Wolves, the book, the author of Six of Crows, her other series. And then also, I just got an email today actually that I need to pick them up. This book called Six Crimson Cranes, which is a young adult book. So for usually those books, I mentally prepare myself for the writing style of something that's more directed towards young adults as opposed to the new adult books where they're more spicy.
You have 124 books on your want to read list.
Yes, hopefully I can knock those out. You know, it's all right if I don't achieve that goal.
So you've already read King of Scars?
Oh, King of Scars is what I'm waiting for.
Gonna say that's interesting that you're reading the
It
second book.
just jumped to book two because I like wolves, you know? So I am in a reading slump right now, though. I've been catching a lot of threes.
Brutal.
I just usually I switch it up between fantasy books and romance books, but it's been really busy at work. So I don't have the capacity to read fantasy when I'm tired. Fantasy
Plus,
requires like devotion, full dedication.
especially at the beginning when they're world building, I'm
Yeah.
like, I can't get through this sometimes. I get that.
Yes. Which is why I put the book by Leigh Bardugo on hold because I already know the world. So there won't be world building for me, even though that one's a fantasy book.
I got you. But I do feel like that book is like big.
Oh, you've seen it?
Mentally.
Are you judging a book by its cover? It looks like a thick book.
I sure am. I feel like her books are thick. Do
Well,
you agree?
I need to pick it up. I think they're average. I'll pick it up sometime next week and I'll let you know if it is thick.
I like your to read list.
Thank you.
I should go through mine and like delete all the ones from like 2012.
Yes. It makes you feel really good when you delete things and clean things out.
No. It makes me feel like I'm missing out on stuff, you know?
It's so funny. The other day, so I do social media for my job, and I looked at our following and nope. Yeah, following and some of the accounts, I don't even know why we're following. So I went in and I started unfollowing irrelevant accounts. And then some accounts I realized were inactive. They haven't posted since 2017. And so I started unfollowing those. And then I went down a rabbit hole because I kept looking at the number that I was unfollowing. And I wanted to end at an even number. And every single time I unfollowed, then I had an urge to push even further to an even better number to stop at. So
What number did you stop at?
475.
That's a good number.
I know I was gonna stop at 500, but I said, why stop now? You still have the energy to keep going. Keep going.
You feel satisfied after that? Were you
I
like,
did.
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
it felt so good.
Wow. You just cut people. You're like, you're out, you're out, you're
Yeah.
out. The power you wield, Amy.
Yes. So I think that perhaps that mindset kind of like runs over to how I like lists, seeing progress, numbers, satisfaction, check marks. That's why I miss my Apple Watch. It tells
Oh.
me when I'm done with my steps with a bunch of rainbow circles.
Sometimes I am reminded how we are wildly different people. I would love to be you. In my head, I am you. But I know
Yeah.
in practice, I am not. I love your organization. Sometimes when I'm at work and I'm like doing something and I'm like, oh, I have a lot to do. And I was like, you know what I should have done since the beginning is write down all the stuff that I need to do. So then I feel less, and then I write it down and I'm like, oh, you know.
Yeah, it feels good, right?
Yeah, that's all my thoughts organized. I'm like, why didn't I do this at the very beginning? I
I need to do that or else I wouldn't be able to get anything done.
know.
Because I do easily get, I don't want to say frantic, but my brain just, I would start something and then I would get distracted with an email. I was like, oh no, this is important. But when in reality, it's not important. But in my head, I said, the email came, I must do it right now.
Me too. Sometimes I'm like working on something and I'm like, you get the email and I'm like, oh, well, I'd rather be doing that. So I do that
Right?
instead. Yeah. Then I just stop it. And then when I finish that, but then it's like, it snowballs and you're like five tasks deep when you
Yep.
didn't finish any of them. Yeah. And I'm like, I
Which
should
is
just,
list.
yeah. You write down and then you're like, okay. And then I'd be like, Haley, just finish the task and then move on.
It's the way to do things.
Okay, wait, here's the other thing. My coworker was talking about how she takes off post-it notes. And she's like, yeah, obviously you take it off with your right hand because you're right-handed. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I take it off with my left hand. I hold it down with my right and rip with my left.
No, you grab it
No,
with your right.
but say you're writing and then I hold it and then I rip. I don't rip with my right. That's insane.
I put the pen down and rip it with my right.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You didn't want to hear what else is crazy? Sometimes I don't rip it off. I leave it on
Ooh.
the post-it note.
Wow, child. Do you ever leave it on the top and then fold the top over and write on the one underneath it with leaving them both on there?
No, I just get a new sticky notepad
So
and
you
write
have
on top.
multiple sticky notepads. That is
Yes.
wild.
And they all have something on
Is it because you're too busy to rip off the note, the post-it note?
I think it's that's a good question. I
Or
use
is
them for
it?
like different purposes. Like
Okay.
sometimes I need usually whenever I go to someone's office, I bring something to write, like a notepad in case like they say something because I forget easily. And so nope, sticky notes are colorful, they're small and light, and sometimes it's the easiest thing that I grab from my desk to go. And I use that as like a mini notepad and I write on it.
Oh.
So then there's no purpose for me to rip it off because I don't need to put it somewhere. I could just look at it where it is.
Interesting. Do you have bigger
No.
sticky notes than the normal like square?
No. It's like a 1x1, right? I mean a
You
two by two. Yes, 2x2.
just fit it all on one
Yeah.
sticky? Wow,
I'm
that's
really
impressive.
small. It's
That would
necessary
stress me out.
if that's all you bring into an office.
Yeah.
You gotta get everything.
Like I gotta grab my like notepad.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
I know,
Okay.
fun facts.
So next week's episode is Sorcery of Thorns by Margaret Rogerson.
Yes, and as mentioned earlier, you have to tune in to know if Haley finished the book or not in time.
Yes. So if you guys want to read that one before next week's episode, you can do that. Okay. Do you have a song?
I have a song.
On a side note,
you. Yes.
I have 420 songs on my liked songs list, and I
Wow.
420, blaze it. Okay, so in light of it being very cold, there's this song called Waves by the 502s that really makes me long for summer. I think it's a really good summer song, so I'm ready for to blast that in a few months.
I will listen to it.
Okay, let me know if it makes you think of summer.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a really good upbeat song in the mornings. Yeah, I try to play upbeat music before, like on my way to work, to try to get myself mentally in the mood because I'm always so tired. What do you listen to on your way to work?
I
Listen to music?
also, yeah, but recently I've been listening to podcasts.
Ooh.
Just, I'm like trying to find some good ones if you guys have any to recommend. Because, like, sometimes music, if you listen to it too much and then it like doesn't really get me as motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're like playing, because like sometimes I'll hear one good song and I'm like, oh, this is really good. And then I'll blast it for the week because it really like gets me bumping. But then after that, it's like if I listen to it again, it doesn't make me feel as excited. So I have to listen to something else. And the constant trying to find something is sometimes tedious. And the podcasts are ideally easy, but I haven't found one that's like really good yet.
Well, I have a song.
Great.
It's actually one of my favorites, but I forgot
Ooh.
about it. When it first came out, I listened to it on repeat a lot. So, do you know Love? So, in his How I'm Feeling album, he has a song called Mean It that features Lanny, Lanny. You know that song?
No.
It's really good. I love it so much. I forgot
Okay.
it existed. I scrolled all the way down my like songs.
Okay.
I have 1,498 liked songs.
You should add two more just to make it 500.
I know when I just saw that just now, I was thinking about it.
Have to listen to two good songs to add to your liked
Yes.
songs list.
I'm adding
Okay.
yours. As soon as I listen to it, I'm sure I'll like it and I'll put it right in.
We'll see.
All
Okay.
right. Well, thanks everyone for listening to our crazy random podcast.
Yes, I hope you guys made it to the end because we barely did.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good week. We'll see you.
Goodbye.